pressing star 6.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on our very special Passover Easter call, our first annual one. So this is very, very exciting. Again, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live this morning from Boston, Massachusetts, and exciting times here in XFuse, I got to tell you. One of the things, you probably know what day today is, and we started the countdown with 100 days to go, and it's amazing, and here we are at day 13. 13 days from now, we will be doing the biggest event in the history of our company, and I'm very excited about it. And as I mentioned last week, you know, I'm always excited about new stuff, you know, no question about that. But, you know, I've heard rumors of products and this and that, and I got to tell you, if our company didn't do anything else other than stand pat, which we're not going to do, but if that's all we did, you know what? That's enough. We've got such an incredible situation here, but for me, the absolute most exciting thing about these events is just seeing all of you face-to-face, you know, being around 500, 1,000, 1,500 people that have the same belief level that we all do. And when you get around people like that and everybody, it's so positive. It's just it's so refreshing to me. And, you know, again, for those of you who are on this call today, wow. You know, I'm overwhelmed with how many people are here once again. And here it is this holiday weekend. So we got a special one lined up. You know, we talk so often about the persistence that it takes in the business because we know, let's face it, not everybody says yes. And we can't believe when people don't say yes because we've all heard and seen a set of information. And when we saw it, when we heard it, it makes so much sense. And, you know, everything we do is based on logic. It's based on common sense. And, I mean, we're the only game in town. I mean, yeah, there's a, you know what, I'm not saying there's not another 1,000 network marketing companies, and a lot of them are great companies. But when it comes to opportunity, when it comes to opportunities, you know what, I don't see anything even mildly approaching what we have. And that's why, you know, leaders in our company, they see what we're doing, and they see how fast we're growing percentage-wise on a monthly basis. And, you know, they want to go after our leaders. And it's funny because all of us have been made offers at one time or another to go with another company, and yet none of us have been persuaded to go. Isn't that something? And some of us have been offered substantial money to go to other companies, and none of us want to leave because we're on to something special. This, for all of you on this call, you know, it's more than just a business opportunity. This is your legacy. This is my legacy. For all of us to be part of a team that is going to take a company from nowhere and become the next giant, the next, I predict, billion-dollar company, $2 billion company, and to know that we were there at the beginning, it's so exciting. And to go to these conventions and be able to walk up to Rick Cotton and Don Cotton and Paul Morris and Steve Campbell and Keith Halls and Jeff Bracken and everybody, and everybody knows everybody, everybody loves everybody. It's such an exciting time. Well, we've got a great call scheduled today. I've got a friend of mine, and you know it's funny because I'm going to be 58 years old next month, and yet interestingly enough, the best friends in my life are people that I've made in network marketing. And as a matter of fact, those of you that are on this call, I mean, I love you guys. You're friends of mine, and you'll be friends of mine forever. I've got people that I go back, it'll be 19 years in May that I've been in network marketing. And you know what? I go back with people that I know 19 years, like Stephen Malin, for example. We've known each other, it seems like, my whole life. You know, my life started with network marketing. I didn't have one before that. But one of my new best friends is from Utah. And she's been in the business now, I guess, just about a year, and she's starting to have some extreme success. And with that, I would like to say good morning over in Utah to Liz Perkins. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing unbelievable, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm doing better than unbelievable, thank you.
Well, judging by your numbers, you are. You know, we're not allowed to make any type of income claims or anything like that, but you know, when you have 5 figures a week on your weak leg and you understand that you make 10% of that on a very minimum, you start to see that, you know what, there's some nice incomes being generated. Now, Liz, you didn't begin your career in network marketing. You started out doing something else, didn't you?
I did. I actually was a cosmetologist for 15 years, and then I actually decided to own my own salon after that. So I was a cosmetologist and a salon owner for a total of about 25 years, and still own a very small salon, but now have somebody else run it and manage it for me. So,
okay, so
that was my prior life.
So, right, that's your prior life. So yeah. Now what is it, because you owned a business, you were obviously doing pretty well over there, what is it that attracted you first to network marketing?
The concept of leverage was really intrigued me, because that's exactly why I started my own business. Is, you know, as a stylist standing behind a chair, I could only work so many hours in a day and so many days in a week. And I realized that, you know, every single time I walked away from that, you know, to go on a vacation or do anything, you know, my income stopped. And if I ever, and truly what frightened me more than anything else, Eddie, is that, you know, for many years I was single and taking care of myself, and I was afraid of ever having, you know, something happen to me. If I ever got sick or if I ever had something happen to me, that I would have no income, and that frightened me to death. And so I decided to open my own salon, thinking that would be how I would find leverage. And I had a huge, you know, then all of a sudden I had all this overhead, and I had employees, and I had, and I tell people I went from this little jail cell to a very large prison, because now I went from working, you know, 40, 50 hours a week to 60, 70 hours a week. And as Malin says, you know, you're not only the owner, you're the janitor as well. So it wasn't the kind of leverage I was looking for. So flat out, when I was introduced to network marketing, it was because of the leverage concept, that now I could build and teach other people how to build a business and create leverage in their life and not be tied to that for the rest of my life. So that's what intrigued me.
Okay, now you, this is not your first network marketing company, am I correct?
You're right, it's not.
You were with one other company, and you were with them for how long?
7 years.
Seven years. That's tenacious. 7 years with a company. You were doing pretty well over there. I'm just curious, what was it that you saw in Xfuse that you no longer saw in your previous company?
Well, you know, I have to be honest, it was actually about 3 or 4 months before I ever even looked at XU's that I realized that I wanted to leave that company, just because I recognized that there was a lot of people over there making a lot of money, and I was doing okay, but I wasn't making the kind of money they were. And so through my research and through looking, I realized that anybody that was, as you just said, Eddie, that able to make those huge incomes was somebody that was with a company and was able to take that company from small to big. And so I did, you know, my research. I met with several different companies. But I'll be honest, what brought me here was just exactly what you stated in the beginning, the friendships that I'd created in my prior company, that trust that, you know, when I saw that Stephen Malin and Todd Telford, those are the ones that contacted me and told me about this, and I trusted and loved them very much. And because of that, I'm here at XU's and believed that this would be the next billion-dollar company.
Well, now I know that you love Steve, you love Malin, you love Todd, but if they had called you and they were, let's say they went into, Amway, great company, but let's say that these same people that you love called you about Amway, do you think you'd have been as quick? I mean, it couldn't have been just that they called you, could it?
No. No, it wasn't just that they called me. It was that they called me and I looked at what it was. And you're right, Eddie. It was the combination of everything. But, you know, when you have respect for people and you know that, I heard, I think it was Byron Belka telling a story. But you're right. If it was Amway, no, I would not have done it. But Byron Belka was telling a story about, hey, if somebody stands up to a dartboard and throws a dart and they hit a bullseye one time, that may be luck. But if you stand there and you repeatedly hit that bullseye, that's somebody who's probably pretty good at what they're doing. And I know that Stephen Malin are pretty good at what they're doing, and they don't jump lightly. So, trusting that they would know what they're doing, and they certainly wouldn't have left what they were doing had they not believed that this was going to be absolutely huge. So combination of things, Eddie, you're correct.
Yeah, so the timing did hurt. Now, let me ask you, because, so here it
Eddie,
is.
Eddie, of course,
company.
I knew you were here. I knew you were
oh,
here.
Oh, is that what it is?
I didn't hurt
oh.
either.
Oh, we'll see.
So,
now,
Eddie,
now
you
I
and I, that's right, you and I had had a relationship with that prior company as well. And so it was a number of things. It was just, you know, unfortunately, you weren't the one who contacted me. But, you know, of course, you start looking at it and you see the type of people, the caliber of people that are here. and you know that, and it, you know, I see that Eddie's here and Keith is here and all these people that you knew before are here, that you start to say, okay, this makes sense. I mean, well, if they're here, well, I should be here.
Unfortunately, I didn't contact you, but fortunately, I get an opportunity to work with you, and to me, it's always exciting. You know, you always seem so upbeat, and I've watched you from the front of the room. I've seen you on stage. You're effervescent and bubbly and like a spark plug. I got to ask you, when you started X-Fuse, I mean, did you just come out of the box and start making $1 million a week, or you know, what's your ride been to this point?
Well, you know, I love those people who we say they go from zero to diamond in 60 seconds, you know, and we hear about them often, and it's very exciting because you know that the potential is there, but absolutely not have I been one of them. You know, you're right, I've been with the company about a year, and I'm now qualifying Pearl, which is really exciting to me, but I'm just one of those people who, I guess I learned early on in network marketing. By people who were successful told me, Liz, the only way you'll ever fail in network marketing is if you quit. And I don't perceive myself as a quitter. I'm always one of those who works very, very hard to get what I want. And so here I am a year later qualifying Pearl. Have there been times that it's been frustrating for me? You better believe it. Have there been times that I've wondered what the heck I'm doing? Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we don't talk about that on the calls or whatever, but I do want everybody to know that even though I've been frustrated and had my downtimes as well, that I've always just called people that I know that could lift me up, and that's my upline. You know, I pick the phone up, and if I need a boost, I call my upline. But if I'm excited, you know, I'll call them too, but I also call my downline. So you want to motivate and excite your downline. But, yes, I've had my frustrating times, but I'm still here because I just believe that don't quit. Don't quit, that it will happen for you. You know, Eddie, I was a hairstylist, as I stated, for over 25 years, and I worked really, really hard at that. And I never had the potential to make the incomes I do here. And so I look at that and say, I did that 25 years. You know, why shouldn't I at least give this 3 or 4 years to see if I can, you know, achieve great things here? And I always laugh at people that say, I hate those get-rich-quick schemes, you know, and then if they join us and they don't get rich quick, they quit. You know, it's like, well, gosh, you've done your business for this many years, and how much money did you make there? And they tell you, and you're going, okay, well, give it some time. You know, it takes time to build business, like just like building your business. So, you know, just stick with it. I just say, hey, you know, what else are you going to do? Steve Campbell says, if not this, then what? And that just resonates with me, because if you don't do this, what else are you going to do? I don't think there's anything else out there right now that we could do, especially that wouldn't give us the chance to remunerate what we're doing. I mean, we just have such a huge potential here, and it's exciting.
Well, you know, Liz, I agree with you. Quite frankly, if it wasn't for network marketing, I'd be the guy in the supermarket asking you if you'd prefer paper or plastic with your groceries. That's about what I'm qualified for. So thankfully, we've got network marketing, and more thankfully, within the industry, we've got X-Fuse. Now, obviously, when you were in your last company, you did business a certain way. You prospected a certain way. Since you've been in this company, I'm just curious, is it sometimes confusing because you hear of some successful people doing the business one way, other successful people doing it another way, and now here's more successful people doing it another way? I mean, has this been confusing to you, or what have you found, and what are the different ways you've done the business, and what are you currently seeing your most success doing?
You know what, Eddie, I don't know that I feel like I'm confused. I think that it's important to understand that systems are a really big part of network marketing, creating a system. And there are different systems that work for different people. So if I would say to somebody on the phone, if you're working a system that's not working for you, then find another system within what's already been taught. You know, Steve, and oftentimes in network marketing, but Steve Campbell will tell you, you know, make your first million our way. And I've heard you say that too, Eddie. You know, make your first million our way. And the reason is because a system becomes and is so important. And it better be a very simple, duplicatable system, because people need to know that they can do it. And there are some great systems here, and Eddie, and if one isn't working for you, then I wouldn't say, oh, give up. I would say, then go find another one that may work for you. And Eddie, I'll be honest, in the beginning, I was using a system that really wasn't working for me. And then all of a sudden, in the last few months, I kind of changed my direction, and I started trying some other things out there that other people were doing. and it started working. And so, you know, just find one of the systems within our system that works for you. So, you know, don't get frustrated by, you know, what you're doing.
So
if your leader is doing you bad or whatever.
The next question that I'm sure is on people's minds after hearing that, so what system, not that it's the only system, but what are you currently doing that you're achieving the success with, so much so in the last couple of months?
Well, the system that we use is called a drop-by or a three-on-one. And we do that where you take three people who are already in the business, one that's your lead person, the person that's introducing you to the new person, and then just the person that's there as being that third warm body. And you go to the person's place of business, or you find a place where you can meet with that person, and you do a presentation. And one person does the presentation, and it's usually your lead person, the person who has the most experience in the business. And again, that system is for a reason, that you're teaching the person that you're sitting across from that they don't need to be the super salesman or the presenter, that they literally can be the person that just sits there, you know, and has the person that's with them that presents. And so often, Eddie, people say, oh, my gosh, this is so cool because all I have to do is invite. Is that right? And I say, yeah. We also use webinars, Eddie, and that's very, very successful as well because you realize that a drop-by is really great if you're in the same area as that person, but if you're not, you need to be able to get a hold of her in front of those people that are out of state. So we use webinars, and we use it kind of in a similar fashion. We have, you know, the person who's the presenter on there, and then we have the person that's inviting the person, and then, of course, the person that's the new person there. And so at the end of the presentation that we've done on the webinar, which is live, we do a Q&A type, question and answering, and so these people have a chance to ask questions. And it's very effective as well. Now, the percentages go down a little bit when you're doing that because you're not in front of the people, but not much. We still have a really great success ratio with the webinar as well. So those are the two things that we've been using that have been very, very successful.
I'm just curious, how often do you do the webinars?
As often as we need. That's the great part about it. We do them on a daily basis. If we have somebody in our organization that has somebody in another state, it just takes a few seconds to set one up, and we just say, okay, we're going to do it at this time, and we set it up, and we send a link out, and it's just very fast. So we do them on a daily basis.
That is excellent. Now, I got to ask you another question, and this comes to my mind. Let's see, you were with another company for 7 years. You've been here for a year. Mm-hmm. That's 8 years in network marketing. Are you still out recruiting?
Every day. Every day, you know. I think you can never quit recruiting, and this is why. I mean, if you expect your people to recruit, then you better keep recruiting. Now, Eddie, I'm sure that you would agree it might slow down a little bit after you've, you know, been in a year because you've kind of really been working and you've sponsored a whole lot of people. But, you know, my goal is you get to continue to sponsor at least a couple of new people every single month. And it's just like you stated, Eddie, it's that old 80-20 rule. Because even though you've sponsored, you know, 120 people plus, you've only got a percentage of those that are actually really aggressively doing the business. And that's exactly the same with anybody else and myself, you know, including myself. So we just have to continue to recruit to get those numbers to where we need them to be to find the success that we need to have.
But, Liz, after 8 years, haven't you gone after everybody that you know? Where are you finding these people? People want to know, where's Liz Perkins? Where are you going to find a new person to recruit today or Monday?
Well, this is the interesting part about this business. And I teach my people this, and you can ask anybody in my organization, but I teach people, I say it's the three most important things that I could teach you are to be persistent, be consistent, and don't quit. And so the first one is, just like you stated early on, is persistent. And the interesting thing about network marketing, Eddie, is that I think a lot of times when you introduce it to a person or a friend or a family member in the beginning, you know, they're a little bit hesitant to get started because they know what the odds are that, you know, potentially the odds are that you, the person introducing it to them, would quit and that they don't want to be hanging out there not having support and somebody to help them. And so I think that when you go back, and I'll be honest, I've gone back to people and you go back and you go back and you go back and maybe a year later or 6 months later and talk to some of the same people. Some of the people that I sponsored as of just the last couple of weeks are people that I talked to over a year ago or maybe even 2 or 3 years ago about my last company. And the thing is when people see that you're committed to this, if somebody says no to you, don't take them off your list. Just go back to them at a later time. Because if people see that you're committed to it and that you're sticking with it, they might say, hey, you know, okay, maybe I will take a look at this, or maybe this does make sense. And I guarantee you, in today's economy, people that said no to you 6 months or a year ago, they'll probably look at it really hard right now, because, again, there's not a lot out there that people can do to make extra income or make an income, because there's a lot of people that have been laid off and cannot find work, and they're willing to put their hard work into this. So if they said no to me 6 months or a year ago, I just go back, Eddie. And evidently, and we always find somebody who will say yes and do it.
Right. So basically, when they say no, basically what Liz hears is no, not yet, but soon. Just keep calling.
No, not right now. That's right. That's right.
Well, you know,
not right
now. One of the things you talked about, and Mark Barrett talked about this a few weeks ago, was, you know, the quickness of it. You know, I just, I've been in Boston a little bit, and I'm not usually in Boston. I'm traveling around, but we started doing some real old-school network marketing. And when I say old-school, I'm talking about in-homes, kind of like when I started 19 years ago. You know, you go to someone's home, and there's 5, 6, 7 people there. A few people come in, and then you go to their home. And so, you know, it's the same thing. It's like a webinar, only in person. And that's been it's been a lot of fun for me to do. So now I'm going to ask you the next question, and that is, if you just sponsored me right now, what are you going to tell me? Because I'm brand new. I've never done network marketing before. Or maybe I'm like a lot of people that have actually put my hand in network marketing a little bit, but never really had success. So how are you going to get me started and get that quickness going that you just talked about?
Well, Eddie, if I sponsored you, first and foremost, I'd be doing the happy dance. That would be the first thing I do. As a new person, I first and foremost, I would try to keep them as close by my side as possible, because I want to educate them on what they're doing. I think it's extremely important for them to go and, you know, educate themselves on all the stuff in their back office. I typically teach them all about their office and teach them about their back office. But the very first thing you want to get people doing the fastest right out of the gate is saying, okay, who do you know that we can go to and we can get them start sponsoring? The most important thing you can do with a new person is help them get new people as fast as possible, because that's what's going to keep them in the game. That's exciting to them. It gets them excited, and then when they see their people help get people, that gets them even more excited, and that just keeps them going. The most important thing you can do is help your people get a check. I do know that one of the guys that I've, as of recent, worked with, in fact, two guys, brothers, Jace and Brock Manson, when Jace, he's done network marketing multiple times, and when I helped him get that first check, and it was a couple $100s, he was ecstatic. He's like, I've done network marketing 9 times, and I think the biggest check I ever got was for $2.50, you know, and he just, you know, just said, hey, that's so exciting, and it really catapulted him. I was amazed at what it did for his energy and enthusiasm, and then, you know, bringing his brother on, Brock, let me tell you what, Eddie, the one thing I do want everyone to know is that my success, or any success that any of us have, is never off of our own efforts. It's a team effort. And I have such amazing people on my team, and I could just go on with the names of, you know, the gentleman I just expressed, and, of course, you know, Jeff Ashby, and a lot of guys and ladies on my team that are absolutely amazing. So an effort of your success is never off your own efforts. It's off of a team effort. And that's probably the thing that I love the very, very most about what we have here at XFuse, is it really promotes us all to work as teams. And that's why you and I, even Eddie, get to work together at times, is because even though you didn't have the opportunity to sponsor me, I am in your organizational tree, and it does benefit you. You get benefit from me. And so I think the most important thing we can do with a new person is really help them have success right out of the gate. I mean, is that, would you agree with that, Eddie, or you think that that's the most important, or kind of help me out here if you think that?
There's no doubt. I can't imagine anything more positive than getting people their initial check. I've got a guy from Boston, and didn't know he was even in my downline. And the next thing I know, I hear from him, and he asks me, you know, will I go to Norwood, Massachusetts, which is like 10 minutes from my house, to do a luncheon. I mean, I haven't done a luncheon meeting in like 8 years or 6 years or whatever, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, the next thing I know, I mean, he hits literally hits pro 700 in his first week, has a week leg of about 1,200-1,300. And, of course, you know, you make 10% of that. And on top of the seven people that he's already sponsored, Steve and Donna, and, you know, they get a check and they're excited. When they sit down and make their initial list, I mean, do you help them with the list, or I mean, how long do you want them to take in getting that initial list? Because obviously, you've been in network marketing for 8 years. Your list is probably a little longer than many other people's.
Yeah, it is long. It's long. It's notebooks long. It's funny, if you saw my kitchen table is my desk, and I've just, you know, I take it over, and I've got multiple lists of people, but. I encourage people to try to get a list of 25 names within the first 24 hours, you know, and then, of course, just to continue to add to that list. Don't ever stop adding to that list. Steve Campbell talks about a list of 200 names, and, you know, over time, I think that you should come up with a list of 200 names, but in the beginning, I think that having 25 names is really important. If they only have two or three people on their list, Eddie, you know, it can be very frustrating, because if they call those two people, you know, we help them call those two people, and those two people say no, then their list is over, and they feel very frustrated. But if they have 25 people on their list, and one or two of those people say no in the beginning, you know, they still have 23 names, you know. So I encourage them to have 25 names within the first 24 hours, and you know, to also contact those people with help. Don't do it by yourself, and that to use the system. Again, you know, having support from your upline and helping people do that. But I typically say, if they're in an area that we can just talk to them, one of the things I tell people just to say, if you don't know what to say to somebody, in fact, the less you say, the better. And I don't want you to get any better than you are right now, because truly, the new person is the easiest person just to say, hey, I don't even know what we're doing, but I'm excited about something and I want to come talk to you. In fact, what we tell them is call your friends and just say, listen, we want to come talk business with you. I want to come talk business with you. When can I stop by? You know, as simple as that. Because it's really funny, I did a meeting for a couple of guys the other day, and that's exactly what happened. They brought their friends along, and that's all they said was, hey, I don't even know that much about it, but we're going to go talk business, come with us. And we ended up sponsoring all three guys that came to that meeting, and they said, you know, had they have gone into more, you know, explicit explanation, I may not be here, but, you know, that was amazing to me how that actually works. And so, you know, it really is just incredible, but keep it simple, and it works really, really well.
I got to ask you another quick question, because this is one of the things that has always amazed me about you. And I mean, it's amazing, you know, I hear this, you know, it's one of the things that amazes me about people like Steve and Malin. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, or 5 minutes off, and we do a training call, I always hear your name. You're on air. Here it is. You were in a billion-dollar network marketing company being trained by some of the greatest trainers in the history of network marketing. You've been here for a year, yet you're on, just like Steve. I mean, you are on like every single call. I mean, that's amazing to me. I got to ask you, why do you keep getting on these calls, and is this something that you are suggesting to other people, or you just got nothing better to do on a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Time?
Well, Eddie, you know, that's awesome. No, I think it's so important to be on these calls, all the calls, but I also think it's important to be to all the events. If there's anything in my area, a meeting or an event or a call or whatever, then I'm at every one of those. And you can, you know, ask Stephen Malin and Todd and all those. I mean, when I'm not there, you know that I'm probably sick or dying. I mean, that's just really how it is. But I looked at it, and as a business person, you know, the importance is training in your business. I mean, how could I have been, or could I have cut hair if I didn't get the right training to do that? No, I couldn't have. And even keeping yourself up on that, I mean, I would go to classes regularly to keep my education, you know, at the level that it needed to be. Well, I just think that it's the same here. I mean, we have to treat this. If you treat this like a business, it's going to pay us like a business. If you think that these things aren't important and you treat it like a hobby, and like they say, it's going to cost you like a hobby, and hobbies can be very expensive. But, Eddie, this is such an important part of our success. And that if we want our people to do something, then we better be willing to do it. I think that it's silly to say to somebody, you need to be on this call, and then you're not there. Or you need to be at that meeting, and then you don't show up. If you want your people to do it, then you better be willing to do it yourself. And so basically my attitude is this, Eddie. I don't expect my people to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. And so I do everything because I want them to all know that I'm willing to do that. and I'm willing to do what it takes to be successful, and I'm hoping that they'll take my lead. And that's really, I just want to be the example. That's the most important thing to me, and this kind of stuff is extremely important to our success. These calls and our meetings and our events are very, very important.
You know, I agree. It's one of the things that I've seen in some of these billion-dollar companies. And even if people aren't making money at the time, they are able to keep people connected. And, you know, I just feel so connected. And, you know, the bottom line is, and this is the truth, 19 years it'll be at June 1st I started network marketing. And here it is, you know, I still learn. I still learn on a daily basis. I still make mistakes. I'm still continuing to strive just like you to get better. And, man, it's been a pleasure having you here. What I'd like to do now, because it's just about 11:30 Eastern, and what I'd like to do is open this up for people to have some questions for Liz Perkins. So to unmute your line, you would hit *6, I believe, and I'm sure that Liz would be happy to take a few minutes' worth of questions from the group.
Hi, Liz. This is Earl from Montana.
Hi, Earl.
I'm just curious, on a weekly habit, how many people would you prospect a day? Or a week, I mean?
Well, my personal self, I would say that, you know, gosh, right now, and Eddie knows this, when your team starts to becoming so busy, I myself am probably trying to contact personally at least one new person every day. You know, when you become so busy with your organization, it becomes a little more difficult to contact, you know, lots and lots of people because you're helping your people contact people. But I try myself, you know, to contact at least a new person every single day for myself.
And by the way, Earl, this is after 8 years in the business. I think if you're just starting out, if you're in your first year, and if you're not already having a weekly check where you're getting paid on five figures a week on your week leg, I think that you should, you know, maybe even double that. You know, speak to a couple people.
Well,
the one thing
exactly.
I know is you can't speak to too many. That's for sure.
Well,
I've never heard anybody in network marketing say I've sponsored too many people.
That's right. But I'll tell you what, Earl, as a group effort, we probably talk to 8 and 10 and 12 people a day as a group. I mean, I'm meeting with that many people every single day. So, you know, for myself, it's smaller numbers. But because I'm working with so many people, we're meeting and talking to lots of people every single day.
Hey, Liz, this is Bobby Dorn. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Walking in your footsteps, I hope.
Well, I hope so, too.
I have a question for you, doll. When you call someone and say, I want to come over and talk business, you tell them nothing, right?
Nothing. That's it. That's all we say. If they start asking questions, what's that?
Okay, what do you do? What do you do when you, to train, you know, what do you do when you get there?
What do we do once we get there?
Yes.
Well, you know, first and foremost, we just say, you know, thank you for inviting us into your home and or business. We try to meet in a business, you know, setting, and we do this mostly during the day, Bobby, just because it is. We want to treat it like a business, and people tend to kind of be more serious about it if it's in a business setting, and so we do try to do that. Now, it's not always possible that we can, but that's what we try to do. And we sit down and we show them the DVD, Journey DVD, and then after that, I go through statistics with them about the industry, and I do usually a, you know, 20-minute presentation for them about statistics about the industry and answer any questions that they might have, and then we sign them up. And it's, you know, it really is, we keep it as simple as that. You don't want to take a ton of their time, but enough time for them to get the idea, let them ask questions, and we get them started.
That's thank you. Where do you get your statistics? Do you use a chart?
I actually write them out, Bobby, because it's just the statistics are what I've learned. Here we go, from listening to the calls, from listening to Stephen Malin, from being at the events, knowing what's going on in the industry. Literally, what I have, Bobby, is just what I picked up from being here for the last year.
Yeah. I've
you
done
know?
That. Do you do the pod? Do you do the tree? Do you show them, you know, the beginning?
We do. We show them just a very little bit about the compensation plan. But, we, of course, you know, it's more duplicatable if we send them to the compensation plan. So I try not to teach them a lot about that at that point in time.
Do you do it then and there, or you send it to them after you leave?
I send it to them after I leave.
Okay. The compensation plan. Thank you, Darla.
Compensation plan, yep. Just go into the back office, and I copy that link and send it to them. More duplicatable that way. Yeah, it's more duplicatable that way.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Eddie.
All right,
hey,
Bobby.
Liz. Jody Rosenthal, how you guys doing?
Hi, Jody. Good.
Hey, Liz. Hey, Eddie. Liz, what do you do with a new person when they, you know, when you're wanting to help them contact their initial people and they kind of just go off and don't stay in touch with you, and no matter how many times you try and contact them to support them, they just don't let you do that with them?
Next.
Really? Really?
Unfortunately, it's just, Jody, that can be very difficult because it's, as much as you want to help people, if they don't let you help them, then you want to just sit there and beat your head against the wall. I don't, and I have people just like that. I tell my people that in my team, anybody that's listening knows this, if anybody ever calls me and needs help or wants help, I will help them to the nth degree. I'll do anything I can to help them be successful. And I will call my people, even a new person, I will call them, you know, maybe once or twice a week. But they know, and I teach them, that it is their responsibility to stay connected with me because, you know, they only have me to stay connected with. I have hundreds of people I'm staying connected with. So those who contact me and let me know that they're excited and they want help and they want to do this business, those are the ones that I'm going to help. So if somebody is just not doing anything and not being coachable, then I just say next because we just don't have time right now, Jody. And it's not that we're being mean. If that person calls me and says, well, God, I feel a mud or whatever, I just say, listen, as much as you want help, you call me every single day and I will be there to help you. But I just don't have time to call you every single day because I've got 100 people I'm working with. I love you and want to help you. Please call me every time you need help. And that's all I can hope for.
And I concur with you 1,000%. There's not one person that's on this call that I've ever called simply to pump up. I just, you know, who's got time for that? Because as you pump up this one and pump up that one, all of a sudden you're going to be a little deflated yourself, and
exactly.
Chances are there's no one to pump you up. And so,
exactly.
You know, rather than trying to motivate people, what we say is find the motivated people. And when you find them, you'll know it. It's like Steve and Donna in Boston. All of a sudden they're calling me 3, 4, 5 times a day. And, you know, we're always going to match energy with energy, exactly, you know, what Liz had said. And that's really what you want to do. You don't want to spin your wheels with the wrong person. Like Liz says, just, you know, find somebody else and continue, because when you do have somebody, you know, that has that same belief level, I mean, when you start working together, man, this thing is exciting.
So even when we say, you know, help your people get their first two people, you can't do anything if they're not letting you. If you tell them, listen, we need to do this together, you know, don't talk to people, let me do it with you, I'm here to help you, you know, anytime, put me in your speed dial. This is what I tell people, put me in your speed dial of your cell phone, call me all day long. And if they don't, I guess there's nothing more that we can really do.
Not a thing. All right, who else has a question? Thank you, Jody.
Thanks.
Liz.
Yes.
Gail Madsen.
Hi, Gail. Gail's one of my superstars. Woo!
Hey, one of the things I just want to say to back up what you guys were just talking about is I talked to a guy in Arizona the day before yesterday, and before I could even get halfway through explaining the situation and what we was doing, he was so motivated that he didn't even want to hear the rest of it. And that's the kind of guys that you don't have to sit and babysit. These guys, I've talked to people that you have to try and talk into something, don't work that way. Get them people that are already motivated.
Yeah, and that's so true. And Gail sponsored a gentleman named Chris, and he was like that. Before we could get halfway through the presentation, he's like, sign me up, I'm ready to go. And he's been sending correspondence back and forth, and so that's absolutely right, Gail, and it's been a lot of fun. Let me tell you, the Madsen boys, I've got the dad and the two sons and family, and it has been a lot of fun because they are exactly what Jody just talked. They are motivated, they're ready to go, Eddie, and they're just they're a lot of the reason that I'm having the success that I'm having. So thanks, Gail, for that.
All right. Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah,
can you post your statistics somewhere?
I'm sorry, we didn't hear that question. I heard it for a female voice first.
Okay, this is Pam Jones. Liz, can you post the statistics that you use somewhere online so we can find it? Can I post the statistics? I I don't know that I could do that. Basically, what I go through, Pam, is about what's happened in the industry over the last 10 years with the three prior companies that have gone on to be billion-dollar companies, those being, Noni, Zango, and Mona V. Those are the only three companies in the network marketing industry in the last 10 years to go on to be billion-dollar companies. And I just go over a little bit of those statistics and then what Mona V has accomplished. This is stuff that you can actually find out if you just do a little bit of your own research. Mona V becoming a billion-dollar company within 4 years of being in business. So just stuff like that's what I go through people because, it's important for them to understand what's happened in the industry. The only three companies that have been billion-dollar companies in the last 10 years are those three juice companies. And now here we've come with the next generation. And we're in line with everything that our growth is. We will be the next billion-dollar company, and that's really the simple of it. So if you do a little bit of your own research, you can find that information.
And by the way, Pam, just to add to that just a little bit, even people that have never done network marketing or still are in the dark ages and they somehow think it's an illegal pyramid, even those guys know that your best chance for success is getting involved early. And my gosh, how much earlier can you get? Because with us, you got the best of both worlds. You're in at the beginning, but without the normal risks associated, those people getting involved today don't have the same risks, that Liz and Steve and I had and Malin when we first got started, because in those days we had a vision, but it wasn't like, oh yeah, they're definitely going to do it. But now, it's not a question if we're going to make it, we're going to be huge. And so throwing that timing factor in there is definitely going to sway a lot of people. Thank you for the question, Pam. We got time for maybe one more question from the field.
Hey, this is Earl in Montana. Hey, I just got a question about the amount of people. I'm teaching my group to work with 3 to 5 people a day, and I don't think that's too many. I think if somebody does that, I really appreciate the fact that you mentioned if you treat this business like a hobby, it'll treat you like a hobby. If you treat it like the million-dollar business it is, it'll grow. But I'm not going too far by trying to teach people to talk to 3 to 5 people every single day, am I?
No, I think that's absolutely right, Earl. If you're doing this business and you're doing it more than part time, then you should be talking to 3 to 5 people every single day. As your business grows, like I said, as your business grows, they may not be all your personal people, but absolutely you should be talking to big numbers of people every single day if you're doing this as a business. Absolutely.
And to put that in perspective, years and years ago, I met with, at the time, a guy that was a real industry leader. His name was Mark. And he actually told me that I should speak to 30 people a day and I'll be guaranteed success. So I'm not sure how you can speak to 30 people a day unless you're full-time in the business, but 3 to 5 people, especially if you're 10 to 15 hours a week. Well, thank you very much. And
all callers are muted.
I just muted the call one time. And Liz, I want to thank you. Now, I've got a question that I've been meaning to ask a long time, and I usually end the calls with a very important question, okay? I've got really funny-looking hair, and what suggestions would you have for me as to how I should wear my hair, being that you were a salon owner and all?
Oh, Eddie, you're perfect. I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere with me. Well, Liz, thank you so much for being on the call. You are an absolute pleasure, and I know that all of us will be excited about seeing you over in Utah. I want to wish you continued success, and again, thank you for being on these calls week after week after week. And I'm going to let you close it out, give one last piece of information. Everybody on this call, what is really, if you had one piece of advice that you could give them, what would it be?
Be persistent, be consistent, and just don't quit.
You got it. Thank you so much, Liz. And on behalf of Liz and our master distributor, Steve and Malin, and our corporate team, Rick and Don and Peter and Paul, all of you, I want you to have a wonderful weekend. Happy Passover, happy Easter, happy Saturday. And go out, speak to 3 to 5 people today. When you're celebrating tomorrow, it's okay to speak to people over dinner. It's all right. Those are the best ones. I love you guys. Can't wait to speak to you all next week and to see most of you in person 2 weeks from today. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you on the beaches of the world. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eddie.